This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus. This time, make it real. Dear friends, two millennia before television, he provided a novel afternoon's entertainment. You see, his audiences ranged from the curious to the zealous. He was a curiosity himself down by the river, dressed in camel skins, living on locusts, crying to the heavens, "Repent, repent, prepare ye the way of the Lord." Seen through contemporary secular eyes, John was anything but the ideal next-door neighbor. You see, he dressed funny, he talked funny, he was noisy, and he drew crowds. You might say he was the original Jesus freak. Today, by most, he'd be judged as unfit for polite society. Better give this guy a very, very wide berth. But John knew his purpose, and he served it. He was here specifically to prepare the way of the Lord, and he did it with gusto. After this encounter with Jesus, the Baptist went on his martyr's reward. He was not here to see and to share the good news of the risen Christ, but you and I are, and that's our specific purpose, to proclaim the risen Christ, to build his kingdom, to witness his love. We've been raised on it. Every Sunday we celebrate it in song and prayer. We share it in fellowship. And then a very strange thing happens. We slip out the church door and back into the secular mainstream. And from Sunday to Sunday, there's seldom, if ever, a public word of Jesus on our lips. Chances are we'll never be called to wrap ourselves in camel skins and live on locusts. But we are called to proclaim Jesus, to build his kingdom, to witness his love. We've been told specifically that if we don't proclaim him, if we actively or passively deny Christ, his Father will deny us. We've come a long way from the banks of the Jordan. But when was the last time you proclaimed Jesus to friends, neighbors, even your own family? In fact, if our lives were the only testament available, would anyone even know that Christ had ever lived, had died for us, is risen, and will come again? My friends, this gospel really hits home for those of us who must struggle with the material realities of parish ministry. John wasn't distracted by budgets, maintenance schedules, record keeping, reporting, and all the operating issues that crowd our calendar. He cared little for his shelter, his health care, his nutrition, even his dress and hygiene. What he did care for passionately was God and the mission God gave him to call his people to repentance and renewal. So what do we take away from this Advent gospel? We're disciples, not spectators. It's a message we've heard in many forms, many, many times before. But this year, let's make it real. As you and I anticipate Christmas, let's truly prepare the way of the Lord. Let's face the fact that a play-it-safe Christian is hardly a Christian at all. Let's put Christ at the center of our day. Let's rise with him, dine with him, drive with him, work with him. Then let's not keep him our secret. Start small. How about wishing God bless you rather than good luck? Better yet, try combining that acclamation with reflexive acts of kindness. Maybe you're feeling braver. Try greeting good news, whatever the source, with "Thank you, Lord." Maybe you're dining out. Say a simple grace before meals. No need to be ostentatious. But don't be secretive either. "Thank you, Lord, for this meal and all the blessings of this day." From the heart, and I think that'll be just fine. With practice, you might want to go further. Seek out fellow Christians among the folks you see each day. Tell them of your faith journey. Ask them to share theirs. Don't be shy. Starting today, proclaim Emmanuel, Christ with us. Prepare the way of the Lord, and this time, make it real. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.